The protesters faced intense opposition, not only from the grocery store, but also from the police and public opinion. Many of the striking workers struggled to pay their bills due to their lost income. They might have given up were it not for a South African man who joined their protest. His stories about life in South Africa made the grapefruit ladies more determined than ever not to return to work until the store stopped selling South African goods. Things began to change when Archbishop Desmond Tutu, who was known for his work for justice, publicly visited and praised the grapefruit ladies. His endorsement led the public to view them more positively. Tutu invited them to visit South Africa, but when they arrived, the South African government detained them for a day and then sent them home. This move further convinced the Irish public that South Africa must be hiding some serious wrongdoings. Finally, Ireland's government gave in to the pressure from the strikers and their supporters, becoming one of the first of several nations to ban all imports from South Africa. The resulting pressure contributed to South Africa dismantling apartheid. The grapefruit ladies remained on strike for almost 3 years, never giving up, and their concern for people on the other side of the world helped end a grave injustice. Talk about it. What did you find to be most surprising about the grapefruit ladies? Can you think of other times when ordinary people's actions led to a major change in the world? Word bank. Grapefruit. My mom likes to eat grapefruit with her breakfast. Cashier. The cashier at my local grocery store recognizes me. Discriminate. In many countries, it is illegal to discriminate against people based on race. Suspend. The student was suspended for fighting with a classmate. Opposition. The law was changed after strong opposition from those affected. Detain. The police detained several people to question them, but they eventually released them all. Dismantle. The company's new owners immediately began dismantling old systems and policies. Injustice. That he went to prison even though he was innocent was a serious injustice. More information. Apartheid. Persecution. Archbishop. Wrongdoing. This ends the reading for Studio Classroom, July 2026.